There's a new mission to the moon, but there's a twist. Lunar Mission 1 will rely on crowdfunding to get into space. The British scientists behind the venture want to raise $1 million to send a robotic probe to the moon. Monica Grady is a planetary scientist and an advisor to Lunar Mission 1. I asked her if she was going to kick in a few dollars herself.
I already have. I've already put up $100. I think it's really, really important. And although it's been started in the UK, it's a global mission. Doesn't belong to NASA or the European Space Agency. It belongs to everybody. And so if people have an opportunity to be part of their very own lunar mission.
So tell us why it makes sense to do this in a crowdfunded way as opposed to taxing everybody to get probes up to the moon.
Well, there are four different strands to our mission. One is scientific. We're going to drill up to 100 meters down in the South Pole, which is amazing.
South Pole of the Moon, just to clarify.
South Pole of the Moon, South Pole of the Moon. And then the technology to actually do that. And one of the things we're going to be looking at is we're going to be looking at water and how much ice there is there, which is necessary if you're going to build a lunar base on the moon. And that is a when, not an if. The fourth thing, though, is inspiration for the next generation of scientists and engineers. What connects children all over the world? They can look at the moon. Kids in Japan can see the moon. In Australia, in South America, can see the moon. And, you know, we're all seeing the same moon. And we all have our own mythologies, our stories. And one of the things that we want to do is get this going. And then children, you know, there'll be information, there'll be outreach material, all that sort of stuff.
Is there really still enough value to future generations in going to the moon and exploring what you're going to explore?
Yes, there's a lot of science still needs doing. No mission has been to the South Lunar Pole yet. But also, human exploration needs inspiration. Now, we've got the International Space Station. That's been fantastic, a great resource, wonderful experiments going on there. But we need to get into low gravity. We need to get onto the moon if we're going to do real proper human space exploration beyond the moon. If we want to go to Mars, we have to have a lunar base.
Now, I gather contributors at the $100 level, which you are, get more than a T-shirt. I hope so. Tell us about the kind of thank you gifts.
Right. Well, the gifts for the $100 level subscription, you'll get a digital memory box. There'll be a chance for you to send your photographs of your family or artwork or music or videos or whatever, anything that can be digitized to go into this Digibox, and it will be archived on the moon. So it's going to be an amazing archive, 100 meters deep on the surface of the moon.
Wow. What photograph or text message would you like to send to the moon?
Well, I would send images of the things that are most dear to me. I'm sitting in a restaurant at the moment. I don't know if you hear the music.
Yes, I can.
I'm sitting over the table from my son. So obviously I'll send a picture of my son, obviously my three cats, you know, just the things that are most dear to me.
Monica Grady, a planetary scientist at Britain's Open University. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. My pleasure.